The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with one of my favorite hoes, one of my best hoe friends, and she's been a longtime supporter of my show, the Layla Love. Layla, how are you?
I'm super stoked to be here. I'm super stoked for you in this new journey.
Thank you so much. So for a quick background, everybody, so Layla, actually, we met from my former podcast, The Sexy Escort Guide. That's how we met. We met at the brunch that we had in Miami. That was the first time we ever met. And she supported our show way back then. So, and then we just became really good friends after that. And we've gone on trips together and toured together, and we go on dates together. So yeah, we've had a long history the past, 4 years, I think, at least.
Yeah.
Almost five years. Yeah.
Yep. It's been a while, and it's been a great journey because you're a really cool chick.
Oh, thank you. So yeah. I'm so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to do this for me.
Of course.
You're always busy. You're always busy.
Always busy. You're like, can you do it next week? Last week? I'm like, no, let's make it.
No, you're always busy. So, I mean, you would have been my first guest if you hadn't been so busy, because you've been the longest like hoe friend that I've had in the business. So
that would have been a lot of pressure though. So I'm glad I'm the third.
Yeah, I know you're really nervous, but it's okay, because I'm always nervous. Like right before I hit that record button, I get super nervous. So I like to share that with people so that they realize like it's okay to be nervous, because I am always nervous. Like, I mean, just, I drove over here this morning from Orlando because I was at, the AEW pay-per-view wrestling event last night. So yeah, so I didn't get home until like 1 a.m. So I had to get up at 7.
Yeah, I got a text message from you about 1:30. I was like, why is she up so late?
Yeah, well, that's because I didn't have service at the building. Just driving over here this morning, I was like super nervous. And I'm like, girl, why are you nervous? Like, you, like, this is what you do. But anyway, I'm always nervous. So it's okay to be nervous. And it's for okay. all the future people out there that are like, I want to go in the show, but I'm so nervous. It's okay, because
just do it.
Like, I am always nervous. You're just chatting with me. Like, that's all you have to think about. You're just chatting.
Remember
with
the
me.
First time we did it? The first time you were the first podcast I ever went on at the brunch, and I almost couldn't do it. And yeah, I was like drunk, and you're like, no, you can still do it. You got this. And it's never changed, but the excitement to do it is rewarding from it. And
yes,
you know, it's fun. And
so I'm always nervous. Every interview that I do, I've been on like 5 other shows being interviewed, and I'm always nervous. So it's okay, everybody, to be nervous.
It's okay.
So anyway, so Layla, where is your home base?
My home base is Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee. Yay! But you're always on the road, so you have a second home base.
I do. That's Savannah, Georgia, Tallahassee. I'm there at least once a month. And then up the East Coast, Florida. But I'm taking till like April off, so I'll just do Tallahassee, Savannah.
Okay. So you can find her if you want to go out on a date in Tallahassee or Savannah. And so how long have you been a professional dater?
Professional dater? I think about 8 years now.
8 years. Oh, man. Really? Just like a year before me.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I just realized I got a reminder, like, you know how our phones send us reminders? I got a reminder that I quit my accounting job 7 years ago. I was like, oh my God, I've been Chantel for 7 years.
And like, it's fun how that, because you can't really remember. It's me. It's Twitter. I had my Twitter a year after I started.
I mean, so, it's just crazy, like, how time has flown. Like, I had a 5-year plan, and I was like, oh, wait, I'm not done yet. Like, there's so much more to be done in this industry, and I want to do all of it.
There's a lot.
So
it's not one-sided. It's not just one little thing and you put yourself in there and then you're like, well, what do I do now? There's so much opportunities for us.
Exactly. And it's just like something new always pops up. I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I'll never have a corporate job again. And I'm totally fine with that.
Me too.
So, okay. So before you share, so background, so Layla and I have known each other for years. I've never heard this story that she's about to share. And I was like, hello, where have you been? Why did I not hear this story? So before we hear this this wild, crazy night in Miami.
In a whole different way that people will expect, but it's fun.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because I always make up the show title after the show, after I do the interview.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out a good, clever title for this show. It's going to involve Kat. I know that. Okay, so.
What you should say.
Okay, so you guys were in Miami for this date. So who planned this entire date?
Well, it was kind of me because I wanted to go to Miami.
Okay.
He said, let's go somewhere in Florida. And, mm-hmm. I'd never been.
You love Miami, and especially...
Yeah, that was my first time going to Miami.
Oh, that was your first trip?
It was my first trip to Miami, yeah.
Oh, and Amy, did you go to the nude beach that trip?
Oh, yeah. But we didn't know there was a nude beach until we were there.
Okay.
Yeah, but every time I've been to Miami, I go to the nude... I've been to the nude beach by myself. I went right after one of the hurricanes, and they just opened it up that day, and I was by myself. Like, being nude on a beach feels really good.
I still haven't been to that one.
We're going to have to go. We've just been so damn busy.
The only place that I've had, a nude beach is St. Bart's. That was my first experience because, everybody's European there, so they're all topless and, nobody cares. And I was like, oh, my God. So I was really shy. But anyway, so that's a story for another day. Okay, so you planned this date because you wanted to go to Miami. So was this your first date with this client or?
No, I met him a few times.
Okay.
This was, what, three, 4 years ago, something like that. And I met him probably a year prior. And he just, one of those people you just really bond with. He booked a multi-hour date, just really fun. Yeah.
So your first time meeting him, was it like a 1 hour date or do you know?
4 hours. Remember?
It was the first date was four hours. Wow. So he right off the bat was like, I want a dinner
date. He was basically new to the industry. He had seen a couple people. His first one was in Orlando. He was there for a conference and she, he booked a long hour after a little bit, she had to get something in her car and never came back. And then, he did his research on ladies, but still he had that situation. And then in Savannah, that's where he's from. The ladies there, just a little, sometimes different, not as I should say, reliable. And then he found mine, and so he's like, I'm gonna book a nice long date because I want to have the time with the lady. And I show up at the door in high boots and latex, but I didn't ask stuff back then.
Right.
And it just was, he was like just infatuated with me, and we just grew a really great relationship. And that was our first long trip together.
Yeah.
And so I picked Miami and he gave me kind of a budget of hotels, so I picked a really nice one, of course. But we didn't know we were going during swim week, so
it was like super busy.
Super busy with a bunch of models.
with
a bunch of models. So, but it's Miami, right?
So for the people that don't know my lovely friend Layla, she's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So she has the model statuesque body. So he was like basically with a model, and then he's surrounded by all these other models. That was a fun time.
Yeah. And in this model, he can touch and stuff.
Exactly.
Slap if you touch another one.
So I do love that, that you guys started off with one date and then now years later, I'm assuming that you see him every time you go to Savannah.
Pretty much every time. Sometimes the schedules just don't align, but our relationship it's really fun. He has his life. I have my life. And we come together and have a lot of fun together. And we're both satisfied at the end.
Savannah is definitely your city. I've had so much fun with you there. We've had some crazy adventures in Savannah. So, okay, so set the scene. You guys are in Miami for this. How many days was it?
We were there for 3 nights. So 4 days.
3 nights. Okay, so there. 3 nights, 4 days.
Okay. Yeah, get there. And he likes, you know, he's a foodie. He likes food, trying different types. Like, let's go, you know, you don't have to go to the fanciest restaurant with the 5 stars all the time to get the best food.
I just like good food.
Yeah, you want to go into different areas and go, what kind of food can we get? Let's have the experience.
Exactly.
Where we can go. So we go down. It's our first night there. And the hotel we're staying at is super nice. Like, you know, you got your Ferraris, your Lamborghinis. There was even one night that Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Oh my God. Okay. So really,
one of my man crushes. And I'm like, he would have been surrounded by all the models, but I wouldn't have cared. I just would have been like, hey, Leo.
I mean, he's been known to date them for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about a really nice hotel.
Leonardo
DiCaprio is staying there. So
it must be.
Celebrities are staying there, so it's really nice. You got all the fancy cars parked out front.
All the fancy cars. And, you know, he has a nice truck, but it's a truck, right? Like a Ford truck. So we go, we get in the truck, and all nice and dressed up. We go to Little Cuba, I think, like the Cuban area of Miami. And we find this Parisian restaurant. Okay. It's like tapas. Like, I love tapas because you get to get a bunch of stuff. So as we pull up, the decor, it's kind of like your background where it has all the fake.
Like the grass walls.
And yeah. It had like all that all around the front. Like it had wood, but it just had this really kind of comforting decor. And as we walk up, you can hear this cat. I'm like, what the hell? We look in and this cat is stuck in between.
But your cat noise is fucking meow.
Oh, there'll be some cat noises through the video. It was like me when I roar. Roar. Okay. Anywho, so we walk up and we hear this cat. We're like, what the hell is going on? And we can see it. It's all like if you have this big window, say 8x6, it's up in this in between the leaves and the window, whatever. So we go, we get sat down, and they give us the table right in front of the window.
Where the cat is.
Where the cat is. So we're sitting there, we're, you know, trying to order food, trying to figure out first what's on the menu. And, you know, we can hear the cat. So kind of ask the people, like, do you understand that there's a cat out here? They're kind of like, well, we don't really know. You know, they just seem like they didn't care. So we didn't care. And we ordered. Oh, the one thing I remember from the restaurant, because that's the only thing I got to eat without being like whacked out, was this popcorn soup.
Okay. What the fuck is popcorn soup? Like, in my mind, I see, I'm like a bowl of liquid and they throw some popcorn in to like cement flavor.
What? Some butter or some butter mixed with milk. I don't know.
Yeah. What is popcorn soup?
Popcorn soup is, well, where we had it, it was made with pumpkin soup, like a pumpkin puree.
Okay.
And the popcorn goes on top. So it's not a bunch, like maybe we'll say 15 or 20. They just shoot a bunch on top. But man, like I've tried to perfect this soup since then and, you know, get the creamy stuff. I don't make it myself because I don't puree the vegetables, but I'm sure you can because you're vegan. That would be a great recipe.
Anybody can puree vegetables, Layla.
I just don't because I'm always on the road. I gotta get my house clean before
your puree. Blender. Just get the blender out and puree it. Recreate that soup. Recreate it.
I could try, but I should find out what restaurant it is and like see. But that was
you don't remember the name of the restaurant?
No, but I could probably Google it somewhere. I know where it is in Miami. If I went by it again, I would know exactly if it's still there. Hopefully it's still there after, you know, the pandemic and stuff.
You just never know nowadays. Right? Closed down.
I'm hoping. So, you know, we're sitting there and I'm enjoying my soup. I don't know what he's eating. He's probably eating soup too. And you just hear this cat. And all of a sudden you see this guy outside trying to get the cat. We're like, what is, and he has his big suit on. Then another guy comes by. It's the fire department.
Oh my gosh.
The fire. And then so three of them come in the restaurant right where we're sitting, because we're right in front, and they're trying to look to see if they can go through there. They're trying to pull this cat out. Like, this cat's like, it's a baby cat. It's super little. It's maybe about 5-6 months old. So they're trying to get this cat. We're like, holy shit, the fire department really comes out for cats? Like,
and that's what you hear it in the movies, but no, they really do come out for cats.
They really do and come dogs. Out for cats.
And dogs. They do come to rescue dogs. I had that happen before.
And I love firemen.
So I mean, you know, you know when they're like collecting money and the on the side of the road, and they're
walking. The firemen don't collect money on the side of the road. We're in Tallahassee. I need to
move. Oh really? Oh my god! Yeah, because oh yeah, they'll come out. They have their boot. They have their boot, and that's where they're collecting the money in a boot. And but they're like sometimes like the really like hot ones. Yeah. They'll be wearing just like the pants and like no shirt with the straps, like a calendar.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh.
I need to go where they're donating, where they want money donated.
Here, take my money.
Just keep driving by and pull them out of different areas of your body.
Just take my money, sir. Take all my money. Yeah. Keep the shirt off. Take all my money.
Firemen, you know, paramedics, all the, you know, the ones you save people. I have a love for you guys. So yeah. I'm just sitting there not trying to be like, ooh, do you see how sexy these firemen are? Just kind of like, oh yeah, the cat's crazy, right? So that took about 5 minutes. And, you know, we enjoy our food and we leave and we decide to go back to Miami Beach because it's about 40-45 minute drive. And
so you're like North Miami then?
Yeah, we, you know, kind of little Havana area.
Yeah, I don't really know where. I'm not that familiar with it. Okay. Some reason everybody thinks I know everything about Miami, and I'm like, yeah, I really don't.
Because Miami's so small. It's just the traffic that makes it so long. Like, basically, if it's 5 miles, it's going to be, like, what? Like, I feel like 10 minutes a mile. You know, like, 1 mile. I mean,
basically, yeah, because, the traffic sucks there. So,
and if you miss the exit, you're done. If you get the wrong exit, you're like going around a whole other fucking thing. And
see, this is why I was going to move to Miami, and I was like, you know what? No,
it's gonna go underwater. It's beautiful. Too many people. It's gonna go underwater. There's too much risk to live in Miami. So it's
I would say in probably about 1,000 years, Florida is not even gonna be on the map anyway.
Yeah,
we'll be like the lost city of Atlantis.
Anyway, I don't know. The world's pretty crazy right now. We might be a little sooner than 1,000.
Maybe an asteroid will just come wipe us clean.
That's the great thing about this podcast. You're bringing light-hearted, fun stories to the world that we need right now instead of all this craziness that's been going on.
So much craziness. Okay, so you guys are headed back to Miami Beach.
We're headed back to Miami Beach, and we're driving, and you know, there's a lot of stop and go. You hear this sound. I'm like, do you hear that? It's kind of like a what? And this is a truck, so it's like a, you know, the four-door Ford trucks. Like, it's a big truck. It's not like,
oh, and is it lifted at all?
It's not lifted.
Okay.
You know, I admire all the lifted trucks. I love them. I'm like, look at those big trucks. I had to stop saying that because he kind of got a little truck hurt.
You know, I don't know if it's because, like, I'm so short and I like to, like, hike and climb.
Yeah. But
I, like, enjoy getting into those lifted trucks.
I don't know why. I don't like the ones that are
you have planted. If you have a truck out there that's lifted, you know, take me for a ride. I like to, you know, climb inside of them.
Watch the boobies and the booty bounce up. If you want to take me too, I'm real tall. And then it's like I get in
And it's different because it's still tall. Anywho, so this one isn't very tall, but it's still a big truck.
So you hear the cat noises.
So we hear the cat noises. Well, he doesn't know it's a cat noise. I don't even know. And then we like, listen, it's a fucking cat. We're like, the cat's in the, because it's like the cat's in the truck, like not in the truck. It's in the engine somewhere in the truck.
Oh my God.
Like it got, whenever they took the cat out, well, pulled it out, however they got it out, it went into the truck. It went under the wheel somehow and got into the front half of the truck. And I'm like, holy shit. So now we got to drive fairly slow. We were still kind of like going over the bridge to Miami Beach. So we're not going real fast.
Yeah.
We get to our hotel. Oh my God, Chantel. I am so embarrassed. I'm like, you know, because there's all these like, all these freaking amazing cars, all these people showing up in fabulous things. And we pull up and there's this cat going, meow! And now it's like loud. Once you, meow! Meow! Like, so they decided they can't put the car into the valet area.
Because so, they don't want the cat to get into somebody else's car.
That, yeah, they wanted to know what the fuck's going on with the cat, right? Yeah. And I don't know, we're going to talk about the cats in Miami. Anyone who lives in Miami, has visited Miami, has been out during the evening, especially on the boardwalk, the cats come out and they're fucking creepy. They're creepy. Yeah. And it was that night that, because we went and rented bikes and stuff, mm-hmm. when the night fell, we're biking on the little bike trail. And these cats are coming out and they look like they have had a hard knock life. You know, you think you sit down for 5 minutes and you sleep, they're going to eat your face off kind of cats.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Those cats in Miami are rough. They are rough.
They are so rough. And so to see this creepy dynamic of these cats, well, we know that there's this crazy cat in this truck. Now I'm thinking, right? Like, did he know he wanted to go to Miami Beach? Like, he's like, I need to go with my piece over there. I need a ride. Like, I don't like it up in Little Havana. Because you're like, why did you get into the truck? So we have the evening, go biking. We go back over and the cat's still there and he's still meowing. So, you know, go to sleep. I don't know. It could be the night that Leo was at the bar. I don't know. I didn't see him, but I'll say that it was and that he heard the cat. If any time I reach out to Leo, be like, remember that time you were in Miami during swim week and there was that cat in front of that hotel? He would be like, oh yeah, that was so weird. See,
I wonder if any of the other guests heard about that.
I feel like a lot of people are just, they're so self-absorbed that they almost wouldn't care unless they were very aggravated of why is this cat?
Okay, so did you guys get the cat out?
Well, we didn't technically get the cat out. We looked for it. The next day, it's still in the car. It didn't go out for like, it was in there for at least 48 hours. So the next day, trying to find, there is one point we seen his head peek out from under the engine, but still just meowing. And we're like, what do? You have Uber, you just leave it there. And then eventually it just got out and went. There was this, it's a U thing for the valet stuff. And then there's this, to the right-hand side, this big area where the grass is about 4 feet high. You know, the tropical Miami kind of grass.
Yeah.
It just went in there and it just sat in there for the next day and a half, just going, meow, meow. So every time we come out.
Was it injured?
Like, basically, why, you brought this cat here? Do you know we have to listen to it meow? All the time.
Oh my God.
All the time. And we're like, we really didn't mean for this to happen. And so eventually it took off. It was gone by the time we left. It was like the third night, it probably went, okay, I feel comfortable enough to go and hang out with the other cats.
Yeah. He's a new cat in the area.
Yeah, he's a new cat in the area. So I still always wonder about what happened to the cat because it was a baby. I feel like it was crazy enough it would have found its way.
Oh my God. But poor kitty.
A poor kitty. It was so cute too. And just, he was so scared, but he wasn't having it. And we get to laugh about that. You know, we've had a lot of fun stories, but that was definitely one of the most unique things that's ever happened. A cat like running up into your truck. What the hell?
So I'm like, following the story, I'm like, so the cat literally followed you from the restaurant.
Yeah.
Got it down, and then it went right to your client's truck.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how does stuff like that even happen? It's like the craziest thing. And I just love that, like, in our professional dating world, just anything can happen. Like, we're just so normal. Like,
right.
I mean, who would? And the best part about it is, like, these crazy moments happen, and then you can share it. You guys have these stories to share because you guys are still seeing each other. So you still get to laugh about these stories.
It's those bonding moments and what creates those great relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
remember the time the cat followed us all around.
Remember that time you kidnapped the cat? I know you did. I seen you go out there. You were like, kitty, you wanted a story. And he's like, I know. I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You were just trying to impress me.
Okay. Real question. How did you not want to take that cat home?
It was fucking crazy.
Oh, it was like crazy, crazy cat.
Like
was it trying to fight everybody?
You didn't have any, like, the only time we seen it was when it was in the window and then the little head. But the fact that it was crazy, that it was so crazy, it got up in the window.
Yeah.
And then in the truck. And then we never seen it. When it was in the bush, we never seen it after that. And why would I would feel like it would have clawed off her face if we tried to grab it.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, like when the firemen were trying to pull it out, they're like up in there and it's just like, of course, it's trying to claw its way to the top of wherever it's going. So poor kitty. I don't know. Maybe, you know, the mom slept with the brother. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Incest kitty.
Incest kitty. You know, but there was not something right with that kitty, but it's sad. I do love cats. I love cats. I like dogs, but cats are a little bit more cooler.
But you are a reptile girl.
I am a reptile girl. I have a python.
I'm
if I was home more often, I would have a cat. And he has a whole bunch of stories. We just have to have a whole podcast on Yoshi's adventures.
Oh well, yeah, I know all about Yoshi's adventures.
Yeah,
he just finished an adventure.
He just finished one, and Yoshi. You know, he's back home. He's back home with me now. Like, yeah, you got to stop this. But
yes, okay. Well, that was a wild story. Like when you sent me this story, and I was like, "What the hell? A cat did what?" Like, I was reading this while I was at FanFest. When you sent me the email. So I'm sitting there, like, standing in front of Vicky Guerrero's table, right? I'm, like, nervous to go meet her. And I'm like, should I go say hello? Because, like, I, like, watched her when I was a kid. I hated her. Like,
oh.
Like, in a good way. Like, she's so good at what she does. Like, I hated her character.
Right.
And I got to tell her that. And this was, like, the only place in the world where you can go up to somebody and say, I hate you so much. And they get excited. Like, she was really excited. So I'm sitting in front
of her. I want to Google her, see what she looks like.
I'll send you the link
okay.
after we're done. But so I'm standing there reading it, and I go, did she really? I'm cracking up. People are walking by me, and they're like, what is wrong with this deranged woman? And I'm laughing so hard at this cat story, and I'm envisioning you and this client, like, trying to, like, escape from this cat all around Miami. And I was like, I'm like, how did she not think that this was going to be a funny story?
And at one of the, like, top hotels in Miami Beach.
Like man, crazy, crazy things happen. We're just normal people. Crazy things happen to us, just like it does everybody else.
And you fun know? Things. And that's the thing. Like, we're about fun.
Exactly.
You know, so, we're not going to take it like, oh, there's a cat in our truck. This sucks. We have to go home. This is horrible. This ruined our vacation.
No, you just like make fun of the night and just, you know, keep it moving. So where can everybody find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, you can find me at Layla Lu 8. So Laylalu 8. Instagram, LaylaLove_8. OnlyFans, LaylaLove_XXX. I know they're all a little different, but I've created them all in different times, and I don't want to go and create all, you know, one platform with it all. But the XXX behind everything means it's that. Yes. It's a little bit more spicy. You got to keep it clean. Oh, and TikTok.
TikTok.
Just Google my name, Layla Love, and you'll find my TikToks because I have multiple accounts because they like to kick me off, but they don't take off my accounts. They just kick me off the account.
Oh, so you're just not allowed to upload anymore, but the account still exists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah, there's a couple of them like that, but some of them they just delete. But I'm trying to be good now because I don't
Be good.
I'm trying. They just took down a video of just me putting out lingerie pictures from Victoria's Secret from December. What? They just took a video. They're like sexual. I'm like,
oh, so
they're on the hangers in Victoria's Secret.
Some person reported it because
I'll go and be petty sometimes and report some videos, and they'll be like, no. I'm like, they got underboob. I can't even show a cleavage.
I mean, they removed I was chatting with my friend in the DMs, and they were like, you can't say that. And it was literally like, I'm talking to somebody in private, and what did I even say? It wasn't even anything serious.
On TikTok, stupid. They did that?
Yes. And I was like, no, I didn't say anything wrong. And they were like, oh, okay, we apologize. We made a mistake. But right. I'll have to
submit it. You got to be like, no,
it's
I didn't.
So but, dumb.
But then
it's
these
so
people, these weird guys, no offense, you weird guys, no offense, weird guys out there, where they're just completely provocative and inappropriately sexual. But yet
and,
they
oh, it's totally fine.
It's totally fine. Totally like, fine. But yet women saying what they want, like rebuttaling back to these idiotic comments. It's just crazy. But
so stupid.
It is what it is.
All right. So you got your TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and OnlyFans. There is a lot of places for you guys to find her content and find out more about her. So thank you so much, Layla, for coming on to my show. It's greatly appreciated. And of course, I always, always, always appreciate all of the enormous support that you have given me over the years. It is
Girl, your level of
support is unmatched, and I greatly appreciate it so much.
You're a badass chick. You know, to support a badass chick, you know, you get your stuff done, and I love you, and I'm glad we met.
All right. Well, thank you
so
much.
I'm
going to
support you. Yes.
Thank you. All right, guys. That is the end of this HoeVentures. As always, keep it sexy.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at HoeVentures and on Instagram at HoeVenturesPodcast. As always, keep it sexy.